Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to 6.04 a.m. And we are live at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. Their new beer garden is open daily starting at 4 p.m. And I tell you what, they have given us some beer to enjoy today, Mahoney. Some Goose Island, and I imagine that we're going to be tearing into that here shortly. But it's always great to be at Legacy Stadium. We actually have your chance to pick up a pretty sweet gift card to come down here maybe this weekend or whatever you want to enjoy with your friends.
Yeah, we're going to be drinking the Sophie and the Matilda from Goose Island, 6.5% and 7% respectively. We've got a farm style ale and a Saison this morning.
Named after ladies.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
So normally I start the show with some good news, bad news, yeah. But it's Friday. No bad news, just good news.
I don't know how I feel about that.
But you want some bad news?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a piece of bad news. Tom Cruise broke his ankle.
Oh.
Yeah, he's filming his new movie.
That was. Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Where like he took that jump. And I don't know if he overshot it or undershot it.
He undershot it.
It's Mission Impossible 6, yeah. By the way, that he's filming. And but like this has actually put production behind
eight weeks.
2 months. They can't do anything.
That's why you don't do your own stuff.
Hey, Tom, you're like 55. Stop
well, you know,
it, man.
He looks good for 55.
No, he looks good for 55, but let somebody else jump off the roof, okay? Stop it, man.
You know what? You're taking jobs. You're taking jobs.
You are. There's lots of stunt guys that are Tom Cruise size that are like, damn. Son of a gun.
And who was it? Danny Trujillo, who is like one of the most badass actors in Hollywood.
Is he still badass? He looks kind of flabby nowadays, man.
Yeah, just... You gonna say that to Danny Trujillo? He owns a donut shop.
I know. I saw the video of him standing in his donut shop, and he just looked so deflated.
He's like 75 years old.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Danny Trujillo, it come out and says, yeah, I don't do my own stunts. It's not about being macho. It's about respecting the other people around me, and I don't need to like put everybody else's livelihood at risk.
Which is exactly what Tom Cruise just did.
Yes.
So, stupid.
So now these people are
juvenile,
just going to be sitting
stupid,
on the sidelines
asinine,
for 8 weeks.
And very stupid.
So there you have it. There's your bad news since you asked for it.
Okay.
You ready for some good news?
Sure.
All right. So a judge has cleared the way for more marijuana distribution licenses here in Las Vegas and across the state of Nevada, which about damn time. Basically, the Carson City District Judge, whose name is James Russell, lifted an order blocking regulators from issuing distribution licenses to anyone other than alcohol wholesalers. So if you remember at the last minute, these alcohol wholesalers swooped in and said, you know what, we should be the only ones allowed to distribute the marijuana, and a judge sided with them. And a lot of these dispensaries went, oh, crap, like this is a big problem, because how much motivation do these alcohol wholesalers really have to make sure that the market is properly serviced? Are they intentionally going to be standing in our way and blocking us and slowing down the process? And whether or not they were intentionally doing it, I can't guess intent, but it wasn't being done well. And so Russell said that after, you know, the hearing and overwhelming evidence that the alcohol wholesalers don't really have the capacity to meet the needs of dozens of recreational dispensaries from Las Vegas to Reno, he said he's lifted the temporary restraining order and he has granted numerous distributor licenses to people other than just alcohol wholesalers.
Good. Get that tax money flowing. There were some reports. I don't know if you heard about this, that there was one of the companies, I believe it's down in Henderson, that, you know, they have a grow warehouse attached to their storefront, and they had to wait for somebody from the distributor
there,
to
there's
come
one
over.
Right here off of, because we're down at the Palazzo today, so when you get off Spring Mountain, there's the big Reef dispensaries.
Yeah, that one's huge. Yeah.
It's enormous. Super, it's like this, it's like a huge warehouse.
Yeah.
And they have a recreational shop up front, and they have an enormous grow house in the back, but they literally would have to call an outside company who would have to come to their warehouse and then bring it around front because they weren't allowed to do it. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just extra steps.
We all want this to be on the up and up, to be safe, to be regulated, and most importantly, to raise tax dollars. I've never had a problem with people smoking marijuana. If you're an adult and you want to do that in the privacy of your own home, obviously not behind the wheel of a car or while you're out and about in public, just don't be a dope about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you want to do that in the privacy of your own home, I don't find it to be, through some personal experience, damaging. I've never done anything stupid when I've smoked weed. So, I mean, the idea that people doing this in their houses is a bad idea is an antiquated idea. I'm glad we're past that. But as it becomes more public, carefully regulating it makes a whole bunch of sense.
Absolutely.
And you need to be slow and strategic about it. I'm just glad to see that we're taking what seems to be a necessary step, and it's all going through the proper channels.
And it wasn't about safety, it was about money. And then that's where I draw the line. Like, yep. there's no place for that.
It always goes through the money.
I mean, it shouldn't. But finally, a judge with a cooler head has prevailed, and we will continue to celebrate good times here in Las Vegas.
Indeed, and those good times are rolling this morning. Woo! Because we are live at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. Let's get started. X107.5
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney. Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Always love diving into the voicemail on a Friday. It seems like we get especially good stuff on Fridays.
Well, yeah, because it's Friday. Everybody's having, they're having fun this morning.
Call and leave us a message, 702-889-7352. We're going to be checking the voicemail here shortly. Also, we got more top stories coming up. Interesting story about sex shops here in Las Vegas. I had no idea what was going on with them, but they just turned something over that's been in place for a quarter century that could actually change their business model in a significant way. Hmm. And we all know that there's been a lot of controversy about the president's stance on Charlottesville and what happened there last weekend. Well, in this case, the big tech giants have stepped up and made a statement about what they are going to do about it. And we'll share that with you in a moment as well. X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Like I said, Friday's my favorite day to check the voicemail. Let's go ahead and start with somebody that talks about Smith's grocery stores and picking up on chicks. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, guys. Little dating advice for that guy who's 45 getting back into it. Tell him to try the grocery store. Perfect place, plenty of women, and there's a good one I can tell him to go to. The Smith on Tropicana and Hawaii the Pie, right by Summerlin. That one's loaded with hot women.
Message deleted.
What street were you talking about?
Do you say Tropicana Hualalapai?
You know what? I have a friend who said that. He always gives this advice to one of my other friends. Uh-huh. He goes, if you want to meet a good guy, just go to a grocery store.
No.
Have you ever been hit on at a grocery store?
No.
Would it work if somebody did hit on you at a grocery store in a fantasy world where you're single?
Well, is he attractive?
Yeah, let's say he's attractive and he's like, do these bananas look ripe to you?
Yes.
I love bananas. Two or three
especially
at a time.
Green.
Whole Foods. No. See, Smith's, whatever.
Whole Foods is kind of uppity, though, man.
You got to deal with it, man.
Didn't you say that Vons?
Vons on Durango and Warm Springs.
Yeah. Used to be pretty
good.
I
go to that Vons, and I don't see any, like, cute women. But, again, I'm not looking for cute women.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the problem.
Either Whole Foods, the one in Summerlin or the one at Town Square. Like, every time.
You can't afford those chicks. They're buying $19 things of peanut butter.
And listen to this out.
Oh, boy.
They make their own money.
Smart.
So, at the end of the day, man, you could be taken care of. That's what I'm saying. I'll be your pool boy.
Be taken care of by a wealthy, attractive person that has their own money?
Yeah. That's the dream, right?
Yeah, it sure
is. I'll be your pool boy.
That's what everyone's looking for. A mid-30s, kind of overweight pool boy.
No, he's not overweight.
No, you're looking good.
No.
All right, next message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Mahoney, first thing first, the drone, it's I don't own a drone anymore. I don't know what happened. It's gone. But, Ian, I was wondering if maybe this Sunday, if you want to hang out, just let me know, but just give me, like, a three-hour heads up, because I got to shave my schnauzer, man. Oh, man, you know how it is, having an unkempt schnauzer. Can't have that. So just let me know and just give me, like I said, like a three-hour heads up. Really appreciate it.
Message deleted.
First off, very considerate. Secondly, why does it take 3 hours to trim up the schnauzer?
I mean, they don't just sit there, Dave. You gotta make sure that they're calm, and then they move around.
Yeah,
things happen. We've got a story actually that kind of relates to shaving schnauzers a little bit later on this morning.
Yes, we do. It can be dangerous to shave the schnauzer. Let's just say that.
Have you ever flown a drone though, for real? Like what he was talking about at the beginning of that message?
Very difficult to do.
They're awesome.
Well, they're awesome.
They are really cool.
But like, you have to get the hang of it, otherwise, just right into the neighbor's house.
You know, my boyfriend flew a drone not too long ago, and it was like second nature to him because because he plays video games
a lot.
So
yeah.
it was like second nature. So he's like he kind of got everything.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're so easy to fly. Any idiot can do it now.
Let's just say I one time flew a drone into a schnauzer and it wasn't good.
Oh, no.
That's not true. Next message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was thinking you should listen to X107.5. X107.5. X107.5.
Message deleted.
Not bad.
Ooh, I mean, yes. Not bad.
A little
sing
bit of,
to
not,
me.
Not great, but you
what
know
are,
what?
What are you talking about? That's no, in the tone from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh,
I am
it?
A man of constant sorrow. That's what that was. That's what that was set to.
Yeah. No wonder it sounded so gospel-y.
Yeah,
are you
okay.
Jealous?
No. I never.
You a little bit jelly?
I'm a little jealous, yes.
You a little jelly over there?
Good. It's pretty good.
I know.
That was real good.
Anytime you can combine the Coen brothers and X107.5, I'm a happy man.
Well done. Thank you for that marvelous voicemail, sir. X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Hey, Ian. That sounded like two sweepers in a row to me. That sounds like 37 seconds to Tracy, the engineer that hates you.
I know.
So
have that ready by Monday.
Yep. That'll be ready.
So I had no idea that there was restrictions on like adult superstores that you see around town. I had no idea that there's these restrictions in place. It could be a big facelift for those shops. It seemed counterintuitive, but there was an answer by Councilman Bob Coffin that he said that his fellow council members thought was necessary at this point to push through. 6-0 vote. It loosened restrictions on how adult bookstores and emporiums in downtown can expand or modify. So 25 years ago, a quarter of a century ago, there was restrictions put in place so they weren't able to like upgrade the facade of their facilities. Like that's why if you see like any of the adult bookstores around town,
it's really like dingy.
Yeah, they're like old buildings and they just kind of look like crap. It's because there's been restrictions in place that they couldn't upgrade the facade, and the thought was 25 years ago that this would kind of force the industry to just wither and die.
I mean, people love sex.
Like, yeah, well, yep.
So, I mean,
how dare you, Sylvia?
What?
This what? Is a family show.
We're going to talk about
how do you think families are made?
We're
going to
talk about personal grooming later on in the show.
Yeah, that's
later on in the show.
Yeah, try to.
You're talking about adult emporium.
Hey.
That's when the kids are out of the car.
Yeah,
they're not in the car right now. Are
yeah, they are.
Yes, they are.
Well, you know, people love making.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, it's been 25 years that they have been kind of had these restrictions in place, and they're finally loosening them up so that way they can, you know, expand and fix the storefronts and just make them look better, which is probably a good thing for downtown Las Vegas. I mean, you'd think that, you know, if you're going down Las Vegas Boulevard and you get, you know, north of the Stratosphere, there's a lot of like older looking buildings. If some of them can replace
dingy
the storefronts and
buildings.
Start to look better, then that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, that's a dumb law. And 25 years is way too long to have it on the books.
There have been a lot of people that have stepped up and offered criticism to, you know, how Donald Trump handled the whole thing with Charlottesville and whether or not, you know, he was being tough enough on neo-Nazis. And as we talked about on the show, we're not a political show. We're not going to get too into it. But it's not hard to condemn neo-Nazis because, for the love of God, they're Nazis.
They're the enemy in every bad movie or every video game of all time. There is no easier group to hate than Nazis.
Because they're awful, horrible people. And
yes.
What they represent is nothing short of hatred and genocide. It's the easiest group to dump on. And now the big tech players have stepped up. So for years, the whole thing with the likes of Google and Apple and Facebook has been all about net neutrality and political neutrality because you can't start choosing sides.
Yeah.
However, in this case, when you're talking about Nazis, you actually can. So they're they're starting to crack down. I actually think this is more significant than any political leader saying whatever. If you're talking about the big tech giants stepping up and saying that they're going to do something about it, for example, the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, said that we, quote, we must not witness or permit such hate or bigotry in our country. And he actually blocked hate groups from using Apple Pay.
Awesome.
Yeah. The Daily Stormer are a-holes, said the Cloudflare CEO, and they're cutting their service. Social media firms like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn have also started closing down racist accounts that violate hate speech. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook stepped up and said it was a disgrace that we still need to say that neo-Nazis and white supremacists are wrong. He also discussed the fine line of allowing free speech and stopping hate speech. And PayPal said they're going to stop white supremacists from raising money online. Google and GoDaddy said you can't register your websites anymore if you're overtly alt-right slash neo-Nazi.
It's not
so
even, awesome.
It's about shutting down terrorists.
Yeah.
That's, and domestic terrorists are no different than foreign terrorists.
Yeah, and that's basically what they are.
Plain and simple.
And I specifically love this. Airbnb canceled the reservations of neo-Nazis who were traveling to Charlottesville for the rally.
That's hilarious.
And Uber said, yeah, if somebody is a racist, you don't even have to pick them up. So somebody shows up with their bag full of like little swastikas and clubs and tiki torches, and they're about to check into their Airbnb, and it's like, nope, sorry, buddy.
Oh, man.
And let Google make it harder for them to be found by idiots, because guess what? The vast majority of these people are idiots and don't know how to do, you know, if it's not right in front of them, they'll never know how to find it. So making it harder to find, you know, hateful propaganda, then that's I am all for that.
By all means.
Absolutely.
So, well done, tech giants. X1075, Dave Mahoney.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
A brand new blooper reel is coming up. Also, we have your opportunity to win all sorts of cool stuff on the show today. Tickets to Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau, which is 1 week away. Tickets to 311 and New Politics, which is tonight. And a gift card and a custom growler for Ace's Nails to hang with Mahoney tonight. This is a packed weekend. There's a lot of great stuff going on here in Las Vegas this weekend. We have your chance to get set up with all sorts of cool stuff. So hang with us. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, real quickly before we get into this, who do you think is going to be featured most in the blooper reel this week?
Sylvia.
Me?
Yes.
I was going to say you.
I think you just said me because I said you, Sylvia.
No, actually, I was thinking it was you. No.
Well, it's time to find out. Every week, Ian does his best to try to find the mistakes that we make, which, frankly, is not that hard. He puts them all together, and he delivers us a blooper reel. Here's this week's.
Ian, are you writing down her flub?
I got the flub down.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
What's the one where the guys, where Sylvester Stallone's hanging off the side of the cliff? Is that Point Break?
It's Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger, yeah.
What's the one where the guys, where Sylvester Stallone's hanging off the side of the cliff? Is that Point Break?
You literally described the movie. No, that's not James Cameron.
That wasn't James Cameron either.
The thing about professional wrestling is that so many of them die so young.
Yeah. Because it kind of deteriorates. Well, because
kind of deteriorates. Well, because
it's terrible on your body if you're doing steroids, but then also you're getting concussed constantly. Yeah.
They're going to keep making them, like Saw movies. They started out as, like you said, $6-7 million budget movies, and they start bringing in over $100 million. And so they put out six of those things.
Or seven. Yeah.
No, I like Conjuring too.
Same thing with like Paranormal Activity. That crap too.
What?
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity. There's no B in there.
Man, I got my teeth in.
Paranormal Activity.
What?
Paranormal Activity.
A Loomis armored truck stopped at 10:45 a.m. in front of a Wells Fargo in Pecos, in front of a Wells Fargo near Wigwam to make a cash pickup. When a crew member of the truck came out of the truck, or out of the bank rather, to load the money into the truck, he was robbed by two people armed with guns. Wells Fargo.
Un día cualquiera de
what did I write?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, my God.
What did I write?
Killing this segment today.
I know. Bleh. This very, very refresher isn't helping me. Bleh.
Well,
you just styling over there?
Uh-huh. Let's throw Sylvia's dress up on social media because she's so impressed by this.
That's a good idea. Sylvia, take your dress off.
No!
Let's throw Sylvia's dress up on social media.
All right, here we go.
Okay. El amor es como una noche de estrellas pura. Oh, pura y sincera.
What?
Oh, sorry, let me do that again.
Estrellas pura. Oh.
Bleh. Bleh.
In front of a Wells Fargo.
Bleh.
What?
What did I write?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know if there's any one of us that was featured more than the other. We all were terrible this week.
Yeah, I sounded pretty good.
We're collectively bad. What? Yay.
Paranormal.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Serious question for you guys. Is there anything worse in this world than emails that make it hard to unsubscribe from the list?
That should be a crime.
Yes, against humanity. You should get locked up in federal prison.
What kind of emails?
Just like junk emails where it's a list that you didn't sign up for, and all you want is to get off that list, and you try to unsubscribe, and it's like, oh, go down here and then click this link, and then you go to this page, and then you can update your settings from there. If there's not an easy unsubscribe button, oh, I'm so mad at you.
I'm going to start sending you dirty pictures.
Yep.
Ooh.
Of like unclean houses.
Oh.
Messy bathroom mirrors.
No.
That's what I'm sending you, you horrible companies that make it hard to unsubscribe.
Bunch of pimple juice on the mirrors.
Oh.
How many daily emails do you get, do you think, that are like...
That are junk mail?
Spam, yeah.
A lot.
Are you as like, I'm very...
I actually have a whole email account that's just designated for junk emails.
Oh, I have three.
You have three junk emails?
Really?
I have different levels. I have like my personal email, then I have my shopping email, then I have my tertiary shopping email, and then there's the sign up for other stuff that I'm probably only going to use once email.
Yeah.
See, everything just goes to like my junk mail or like my spam.
That's too much, man. I don't want to...
It does annoy me how every time that you go somewhere, when you're buying anything now, they're like, would you like to add your email address?
No.
Like, no, I'm buying a jar of pickles. I don't need my email address.
I don't give them my zip code either.
You don't?
I don't give them my zip code. I don't give them my... Because you can, because they... No, they can find you and they can send you actual junk mail in the mail.
Well, I don't care about that either.
Well, like, that's something... Just one more thing I have to either recycle or shred.
I know it's waste, but I mean, it's... I swear every time I go to my mailbox, it's like 4 pounds of junk. Like just a bunch of flyers that I've never looked at in my entire life.
One bill.
And then one bill. And then I was like debate. I'm like, I wonder if... If I take this bill and I slide it into the trash and throw it all away, if that's passable, is not knowing that the bill arrived. No, I mean it's one of those things where the mail that I receive. Do you remember when you were a kid? It used to be so exciting to go check the mail.
Yeah.
Because all of the mail that you got was like a birthday card or some sort of celebration with a $5 bill in it.
Highlights magazine.
Anything.
Barbie magazine.
A sexy Sears catalog.
Look at those brassieres.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now as an adult, I never look forward to going to the mail unless somebody owes me money. I'm like, I wonder if the check came today.
I hate the letters that masquerade as bills because, you know, you get those every now and then. Yeah. You forget, like, oh, yeah, I have to pay my, like sewer or something.
Yeah.
That you just, like, for whatever reason, they
totally
won't
forget
They won't let you sign up for, like, auto draft online, which those companies are the absolute worst if you have, like, a yearly or monthly bill that you can't.
How awesome is it, though, when you get one of those bills and you've forgotten about it, so you have to call the company, you sit on hold for 45 minutes, and they're like, okay, so you'd like to make a payment. Hang on, let me transfer you to somebody else. You probably get hung up on two or three times and go through this process again. And then you finally get through and they're like, oh, yeah, you'd like to make a payment, no problem. Would you like to pay with a checking or a savings account? What's your routing number? You're like, you don't take a card?
Yeah.
Like, I can take a card.
If I'm giving you my checking and routing number, then it should be auto draft at that point. Because the only reason to give those two things to you is so you can continue to hit me in perpetuity for freaking ever.
But then they're going to charge you a fee to pay them.
Yeah.
It's cool when you charge me a fee to pay you.
I want to murder those companies. Like, you are the worst people in the existence of humanity.
However, if I had the ability to set up a company where I could charge you to pay me, I would probably do the same
thing. I wouldn't. No, Dave. I would.
Because you care about the customers.
I care about the people.
Yeah, of course
you feel like you would do that.
No, I wouldn't.
Of course you would. Of course I would.
I wouldn't say that I would. I would do it. I would actually set up a separate shell company to do that for my main company. Yeah. That would be like, no, we're cool. It's those guys.
It would just be the fall guy. You're like, we don't want to, but Jabroni Inc. has forced us to.
We need to come up with the Ticketmaster of bills.
Yeah.
So we just charge you through and we just have like
a convenience fee for inconveniencing you.
We have one person working for the company, but yet millions of people have to call in, and so they just give up. And we make the money. No, we've got a full competent staff. staff who's working around the clock, 24 hours a day.
Maybe this is why we don't have businesses.
Yeah, we're not.
No, man. These are great business ideas. They are. We're just too lazy to get them off the ground.
Yeah, takes a lot of work. So some good news here. A woman named Ashley, who lives in Louisiana, last Friday had a real scare. She was 34 weeks pregnant and went into labor. So she's having the baby a few weeks early. It was also a breech, so she's in big trouble because she's at home with just her 10-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And turns out this 10-year-old kid, his name is Jaden, pretty amazing dude. So his mom falls down in the bathroom and starts going into labor, but the child's breech. He runs next door to his grandma's house, has her call 911. We assume that she was probably disabled because she couldn't get over to their house to help.
Ooh.
So he ran back to his mom, who was still conscious, but she was like bleeding profusely on their bathroom floor by that point. Baby still hadn't been born, so he took a deep breath, said, "What do I do, Mom?" She said, "I need you to pull the baby out by the legs." So he did.
What?
The baby wasn't breathing.
Oh, my God.
So he ran to get one of those, like, nasal aspirator things.
Yeah, yeah.
How old is this kid?
10-year-old kid. Yeah.
I'm 36. I couldn't have done any of this.
He cleared the baby's airway, saved its life. Paramedics got to Ashley and Jaden and the baby boy, the little baby brother that had just been born, got them all to the hospital. They're all doing great now. Doctors said if Jaden hadn't been there, neither of them would have made it.
Oh my God.
Mom and new baby.
Buy that kid a bike. Died.
No kidding, man. But what an amazing story of a 10-year-old
Unreal.
Kid.
Unreal.
Yep.
I mean, does he, like, you can't, like, he can't be in trouble ever again.
Yeah,
I feel like that is a trump card forever.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, around the holidays, you're like, here's the list of things that I require.
Can you imagine
Christmas?
If he's like, Jaden, so help me, Mom. Remember.
Remember? That you would actually be hanging out with God right now if it wasn't for me?
Dang it.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, so 10-year-old Jaden out of Louisiana, just an amazing kid. X107.5.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
So we're out here at Legacy Stadium enjoying some ice-cold beer this morning from our friends at Goose Island. And it's a Friday, so beer, of course, is the theme. Later on this afternoon, Mahoney is going to be out at Aces and Ales for the best damn drink night, period. And if you want a custom growler as well as a $50 gift card to hang with him and enjoy the evening, well, your chance to win that is coming up next. X107.5.
I'm looking for a nice guy that's not expecting a booty call.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I don't even remember that.
That was in tantalizing Tinder theater.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Boy.
What was the context of that? So this is a pretty awesome story. A daycare owner in the UK said that she had to beat down a guy who was trying to abduct a child in her care from a playground.
That's insane.
Allie is this woman's name. She said that she, on late Tuesday morning, was about to go out onto the field, and there was a little playground there where the daycare children were visiting, and the day turned really quick into a pretty harrowing experience after a man allegedly picked up a child and tried to run off.
Oh,
my gosh.
So on Wednesday of this week, the Crown Council over in the UK approved charges against a guy named Kenneth Jim John, 35 years old, for allegedly kidnapping.
Can't trust people with three first names.
Kenneth Jim John? That just sounds like
Kenneth
trouble.
Jim John.
Yep. He's accused of trying to abduct another child just blocks away earlier in the day. In the interview, the woman said that she couldn't believe what she's experiencing. As soon as he sees me get off on the playground, he starts running, picks up the littlest one, turns around, and starts running back. She shouted for the suspect to drop him, let him go, but he refused. She caught up with him and throws him in a headlock.
Hell yeah!
I put my arm around his head and was able to pull hard enough backwards that he hit the ground.
Yeah.
So she just whoops his dude onto the ground. Yeah. She rounded up the children to the highest point of the playground and said the suspect then ran towards them. She started screaming for help and full-on pride rules started kicking the suspect and eventually jumped on the man to try to get him away. Although that didn't have much effect, he was stone-faced, never said a word the entire time, which made it that much scarier, she said. Somebody in a nearby home heard the screams and called police. When the sound of the sirens drew close, that's when the man ran away towards a nearby ballpark where police arrested him. So this woman just single-handedly beat this dude down.
But that has...
And kept the beating going long enough for the cops to arrive.
Yeah, but just to know that you're fighting someone who just... blank face and, you know, that's no emotion.
Horrifying.
That has to be the scariest thing. So good for her that she, you know, grew a pair and kicked this guy's butt.
Well, that like on top of that, the fact that the authorities have arrested that guy, there's just no need. If you are trying to abduct children and there is 100% proof of that, you should just be dead. Yep. At this point, yep. There's no rehabilitation for you. There is no need for you to be subsidized by taxpayers keeping you alive in a prison. You should just be dead. Let's not even waste bullets. Let's just throw you off a cliff.
Put it on pay-per-view.
Yes.
What?
I'll throw in on that.
Now he has an expression on his face.
More capital punishment insight from Mahoney later tonight over at Aces and Ales, starting at 4 p.m. is the beginning of the best damn drink night period. And Mahoney...
I get a couple $5 Jamesons in me.
Well, do you want to tell the story now about what happened when you were out at Aces and Ales on Saturday for the Strong Beer Fest?
Let's wait until after 8 a.m.
Until after the kids are out of the car? Probably a good idea.
Oh, my goodness.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
We'll share that with you a little bit after 8. But right now, if you're at least 21 years old and you want to hang with Mahoney, starting at 4 o'clock this evening over at Aces and Ales, and we'll set you up with a custom Dave Mahoney Aces and Ales growler and a $50 gift card. Just be calling number 10 right now, 702-791-1075. X1075, Dave Mahoney.
I'd be up in the gym working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
So a little update for you. The other day we were talking about the young lady who was born with that rare syndrome where she didn't have her lady bits.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was on the internet on a GoFundMe page raising money so that way she could get a lady bit.
We donated to that.
Yeah, sure did.
Well, Ian
generously donated on our behalf. And then Mahoney said he's going to reimburse him. And because Mahoney doesn't pay his debts, of course he hasn't done
you,
that.
Sir, I am a Lannister.
He paid me instead.
I did.
You really?
And she didn't pay him.
Sylvia.
You said that you were going to reimburse him.
No.
When you needed to reimburse me first.
You owed me money from the money that I gave you that you never gave him. So I am in the clear of this.
Well, just a little update on the goal of $15,000. At the end of the show the other day when we first were talking about it, she had hit the $15,000 mark. Since then, a couple of thousand more dollars have come in. So $17,243
is
the amount she has raised.
With that extra money, she can get extra something.
Get two of them.
Two of them.
If we raise $30,000, can you have two?
Or like,
It wherever you want, like where your armpit should be.
That'd be weird. Bedazzle it or something.
Oh, man. What are you talking about?
What?
Sylvia.
What?
No.
I'm just saying, with the extra money, what are you going to do with
it? Did anyone actually ever vajazzle anything? Because that seemed like such a horrific idea.
That was like one person in Hollywood did that one time, and then they're like, oh, it's a trend. No,
just,
it wasn't.
I don't know. Like, that just seems
it was not.
Weird. Like, you would have little bumpies on there.
Like, how many people are going to see it where you need to have it that decorated?
And you have to, like, put, like, hot glue down there.
Is it hot glue?
Is it hot glue? Is that
how else does it stay on?
Like stickers. There was, like, these, in the early 2000s, there were these crystal tattoos. But it was just, like, all stickers, kind of.
No, they were using, like, hot glue to keep those, because they were, like, Swarovski crystals. And so they were, because you were fancy. And,
But, like,
it was one of the dumbest, like, fake trends that was ever perpetrated.
The bedazzle or the Swarovski crystals? Like, the little tattoos? Because those little tattoos when I was a kid.
The vajazzling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh.
So, Ric Flair's fiance says he's in critical condition, sadly. He has multiple organ problems. He is in an Atlanta area hospital. And his fiance announced on Facebook just the other day that he's not out of the woods yet. So according to Sports Illustrated, Flair had to have part of his bowel removed.
Oh, my God.
And that was probably because of the drinking problem that he suffered with over the years.
Yeah.
The surgery also led to further complications, which could force the hospital stay to be over a month. So I had one vice, Ric Flair recently told Sports Illustrated, I'm not going to point my finger at anyone else. My vice was drinking. I didn't have any pain issues, addiction problems, marijuana, cocaine, nothing like that. It's a fact that I've kept myself up all night and always had a good time. And we talked about, back in the 70s and 80s, the wrestling lifestyle, mm-hmm. you travel around from city to city and you'd be out just sort of getting hammered every single night and partying it up and just, enjoying yourself at the time. But you do that for 15, 20, 30 years and it catches up with you. That appears to be where Ric Flair is right now.
I'm a little afraid for Ric Flair. just like one day I open up like Google or Yahoo and I see that.
Well, he's, you know, he's 70 years old, which is pretty old for a wrestler.
That's what I'm kind of scared for. Like, I'm scared to read that article. So I'm crossing my fingers that doesn't happen.
Do you think Flair was the greatest wrestler of all time, or do you think Hogan? As far as like,
I'm just gonna go with Flair because Hogan's such a dirtbag as a person.
Yeah,
I just don't like him anymore. And he was like, Hogan was more of a childhood hero to me.
Yeah,
because that was more our generation.
When it's like,
but then when he turned the corner and he's just like having relations with his friend's wife, and
that didn't even bother me. It was his fact that he was having problems with his daughter dating a black guy. That was like insane. Oh, that's right.
Well, and then how creepy he is with his daughter too.
Yeah,
where he's like rubbing like suntan lotion all over.
But also
her
that
butt,
his I don't know if they're still together, but the girlfriend that he had after his marriage looked exactly like Brooke.
Exactly like his daughter. How creepy is that?
Yeah. I'm 100% a Flair guy.
So, Mahoney, you know how sometimes I call you a ninny because you pour water in your whiskey?
A ninny?
Yeah, I call you a ninny
sometimes.
I like
a little bit of water. It cuts it down a little bit.
You know what? You are doing it right, my friend. I am doing it wrong by just drinking it neat. So, whiskey drinkers say that adding a splash of water makes it taste better, and scientists now agree. They say that those aficionados who add just a splash of water are right. The scientists found that when whiskey is diluted, flavor molecules rise to the surface. Those molecules bunch together, which enhances the taste and aroma.
Hmm.
When the researchers added more alcohol to the mix, they saw that process reverse with the taste makers spreading out again. So the authors of the study didn't tell us the exact whiskey to water ratio. Yeah. I think that's probably for you to decide yourself. But adding a little splash of water to your scotch, your whiskey, is actually scientifically an accurate way to make it taste better.
I hate the people who get out there and they want to judge other people on how they drink. Like, if Dave. I like mixed drinks, or Sylvia likes... Ninny. No, Dave's not too bad about it.
No, I'm not.
But Sylvia likes malts, or she likes ciders, things of that nature. Or people who are like, I'm a whiskey purist or a scotch purist. You can't put ice in there. There can only be one ice cube in there. And then they like try to like... they try to gatekeep you from like, oh, you're not as big of a fan of this as I am, or you put fruit in your beer. If you enjoy it,
who cares?
Then who gives a damn about whatever? If you want to put on I can't even think of it. If you want to put an eggplant in your beer and drink it because it makes it more enjoyable to you.
People are always going to criticize you.
It's like a Bloody Mary. Nobody criticizes anyone for the way they make a Bloody Mary because you're like jamming all sorts of weird pickles and celery and tomatoes
and bacon.
It's just the weirdest thing ever, but everyone's like, oh, it's a Bloody Mary. You're supposed to do that. I don't care what you think about what I drink.
Make it so that you enjoy it and stop trying to crap all over somebody else's fun. But I will say this.
Yeah.
A1 does make every Bloody Mary better.
It does.
It thickens it up a little bit. And
I'm kind of a steak snob. Like, I really like a good cut of meat.
Yeah.
However, there's very few steaks that I don't think A1 tastes delicious on. There's plenty of steaks that I've had that don't need A1.
Yeah.
However, just a little touch of A1.
If you want to pay $300 for a steak and throw A1 on it, that's on you, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that, but that's on... That's
not going to pay $300 for the steak, but yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So
I treat myself, Dave.
I tell you what, man. Florida and alcohol just go hand in hand so well together. And they give us just the best stories.
Alcohol is the state bird of Florida. I don't know if you knew that. It is.
So a Florida fisherman was relatively confused when he was trying to explain to deputies what happened. A 22-year-old woman by the name of Alexandria Turner appeared to be intoxicated when she swam up to the fishing line of this gentleman while he was just fishing and started to curse him out. So he's sitting there fishing, and she swims over to his fishing line that's in the water and starts yelling at him.
Okay.
And then bites the line and swims away with the rigging, according to the police report.
So, if you can bite through fishy line, you probably deserve to get...
You deserve that lure. That's for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Deputies arrested Turner on suspicion of disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest without violence.
What was she? Was she having an issue with it? Like, she was like one of these like crazy vegans who
don't
want to see
animal rights activists.
You may have missed the beginning of the story. She was drunk, and this is Florida. This is just what happens.
She's just biting.
Why didn't you try to reel her in?
Mounts her on the wall. X 107.5.
Eat your broccoli, bitch.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's give away some tickets right now to go see 311 and New Politics tonight, presented by X107.5 over at Mandalay Bay Beach. Of course, Mandalay Bay Beach, in 1 week's time, is going to be the host of Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau. We are very much looking forward to that. Your chance to win $10,000. We have the Tetherball Tango going down. Three fantastic bands, but that's all in a week from tonight. So let's focus on what's happening tonight. If you are calling number 10 right now at 702-791-1075, you're going to see 311 and New Politics for free tonight at Mandalay Bay Beach. Good luck to you. The Friday Five starts next.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We have your chance to get set up with a gift card to hang here at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo, which is where we are doing the Dave Mahoney Morning Show live from today, every single Friday. Throughout the course of the summer, we have been down here, and it's been nothing short of a pleasure to be able to celebrate their new beer garden opening, but we have your chance to get set up with a cool gift card here shortly. And we also want to congratulate Stephanie, who just won those 311 and New Politics tickets. All right, so here we go with the Friday Five. And number five is Robert Downey Jr., singing. And before I saw this clip, I had no idea that Robert Downey Jr. could even sing.
No idea.
He's on stage with Sting. And when I first heard this clip, I wasn't looking at my computer. Like, I started playing it on YouTube, mm-hmm. and I looked away because there was some ad. And then I hear Robert Downey Jr. come in and start singing. And I thought it was Sting because Robert Downey Jr. is just that good. I can't imagine being so talented like Robert Downey Jr. is. And you have so many layers of gifts that he's never showcased the fact that he can sing before that I've seen.
Like, I've seen him sing before. Like, I knew he could sing.
Had no idea.
But, I mean,
already considered him to be one of the most talented guys in the business. That, had no idea he could even sing.
That just raised his, like, hotness level to, like, a bajillion.
A bajillion?
A bajillion.
A bajillion plus one. So here it is, number five in the Friday Five, Robert Downey Jr. singing with Sting. And at the beginning here, this is all Robert Downey Jr. Sting doesn't come until later to harmonize.
That you're not responsible. What does he have to do with me? What is my reaction? What should it be? Confronted by this latest atrocity.
Sting, which is already a cool artist. Like, if he got up on stage and was karaokeing Maroon 5, it wouldn't have been nearly as cool.
No, but Sting is just like, he's...
The fact that it's Sting and he's playing for Robert Downey Jr. Like, while they're singing together.
Sting is playing
so cool.
Robert Downey Jr.
It's amazing.
Sylvia, Robert Downey Jr. could be your father. An appropriately aged father.
Okay. I mean, that's cool.
She'd still hit it.
I do. I'd tap that.
Wow.
Number four of the Friday Five. This one actually came to us from a new segment that we debuted this week, which I really found to be a lot of fun. It was called Tipsy or Toddler. And so we would tell these stories, and then the caller would try to determine whether or not the story was told by somebody that was tipsy or a toddler. And in this case, it was a story that was told by a toddler, but it was a scary story.
Yeah.
And if you actually just take the words from it, this sounds like something that maybe a drunk person could say, but when it's told by the toddler, this story still haunts me. Number four in the Friday Five.
We went to the cabin in the hand. It's scary because it was gone. It was gone. And then we went outside again to see the hand, and it was gone again. And then we went back out inside in the cabin. Then we watched a movie, and then we fell asleep, woke up again, and then the hand was back.
Whose hand was that? What was it doing?
It's a modern scary stories to tell in the dark, man.
He's the cutest kid ever. Is.
All right, we got three through one on the way in the Friday Five. This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, X107.5.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
If you would like a $100 food and beverage credit to enjoy Legacy Stadium and specifically their new beer garden that's open every single day starting at 4 p.m., that's where we're doing our show from today, is Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. We have your chance to pick up that $100 gift card coming up next. Also, 3, 2, and 1 in the Friday Five. This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It is time for number 3 in the Friday Five. Our Friday Five are just our 5 favorite audio clips from the week. Coming in at number 3 is a dad playing frisbee golf. If you don't know what frisbee golf is, it's they have like this little tray and you throw a frisbee and you try to get it in it. And normally, you know, like golf, it takes you several shots to get to where you're trying to go. Well, in this case, a hole-in-one, you guys. The elusive hole-in-one in frisbee golf. But what makes this clip so great is that it's a dad and his son, and the son just does not give a damn about anything that's going on.
Teen angst.
Kid at a 1, dad hits the hole-in-one, dad is at a 10, and it's just a magical moment caught on tape.
Dad, I don't give a shit about this.
Come on back.
Oh my God! I aced it!
If you noticed, dad losing his mind, I aced it. Not a peep out of the kid. One more time there, Ian.
Dad, I don't give a shit about this.
Come on back.
Oh my God! I aced it!
I mean, it was a couple hundred yards. It was incredibly impressive. But it just goes to show you that no matter what you do as an adult or as a parent, there's no impressing your kids.
Your kids just don't care. Oh, we talk to people about that all of the time on the show that are famous athletes or rock stars or whatever.
And they always say,
the kids just don't care about me at all.
Meh.
I was doing an interview with Drew Brees at the Super Bowl this past year because I was part of the job that I was doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, you're Drew Brees. Like, do your kids, are they impressed with you? Because you're Drew Brees, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. He's like, no, they just want to meet Odell Beckham Jr. He's like, we'll be in the house, and, you know, they'll be playing around and throwing the football. And he's like, my parents never allowed us to do that when we were kids, so, like, we can throw the football around the house. That's just a rule in the Brees house, which makes sense. It's Drew Brees' house. He's like, but my kids will get up, and they'll, like, jump off the couch, and I'll throw the football to them. And he's like, the kids will get mad at me because I don't. They'll claim I don't hit them in the hands. They're like, "Dad, your pass was way off." He's like, "I'm Drew Brees. I have the pass was not off.
I have one of the highest quarterback ratings in the NFL."
Yeah,
but what are you doing?
I think you're exactly right. No matter how cool you are, your kids will never ever think you're cool.
No.
All right, number 2 in the Friday Five, I think, is a perfect example of a parent not thinking their kid is cool, especially during the teenage, maybe early 20 years. In this particular case, though, what makes this message so wonderful is that it's a text message sent from mom to daughter. Only she was having Siri read the text message for her. So this is a normal thing that you can do on pretty much any smartphone where you can have whatever the automated service is read your text messages for you.
If you're driving.
If you're driving, exactly, and you don't want to grab your phone to look down.
Or you don't have your hands free.
Or you lost your hands in a terrible farming accident. No matter what the case.
You don't have thumbs.
It can be very convenient if you just have Siri read the message for you, and it becomes really funny when mom has sent a fairly awful message to you, and you have Siri give it a read.
Recent message from mother. Every single one of the ice trays inside of the freezer are empty. Really? Really? I mean, how hard is it to fill up the ice trays, Rachel? Can you please fill them up when you get home? And what the actual is the sticky substance all over the TV in my room? I mean, did you guys have a orgy in here? I mean, really? I'm going to bed. Good night.
See, I've seen enough stuff on the internet that makes me want to be skeptical about this, but there's also a part of me that wants to believe so much.
It's just so good. It sounds like something that a mom may send, and you're right. It could be faked. It could be cooked.
Would you be talking about an orgy with your teenage daughter?
Well, if your relationship is pretty open-minded.
Would you and your mom talk about orgies?
No.
No? No. That is one closed-minded broad. My mother. X107.5, number 1 is coming up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I love this one so much. It's number 1 in the Friday 5 this week. I don't think I've heard any story or any piece of audio that has made me genuinely happier than this one, that this gentleman survived a tragedy. He easily could have been killed. He was working, and he had a nail gun go off at the wrong time because of a slight trip. Like, he had misplaced his footing, and he tripped, and the nail gun shot him
God.
In the chest, and it got him in the heart.
Oh.
And he proceeded to not pull it out of his chest because he remembered the story about Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
Crikey.
Yeah. And he drove himself to the hospital with this huge nail sticking out of his chest.
It's a gnarly picture.
And that story is badass in and of itself. But the thing that really makes this the number one clip of the week, in my opinion, is because he's from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And his outlook on life is just, even with the nail in his chest, is very jolly.
So positive. So happy. Here it is, number one in your Friday Five.
And I was kneeling, just bringing the nail gun forward, and I was on my tiptoes, and I just didn't have quite enough room, and it fired before I was really ready for it, and then it dropped down and fired again, and it didn't really hurt. It just felt like it kind of stung me, and I looked down, and I didn't see anything, and I put my hand there, and like, that's not good. When I saw it moving with my heart, it's like, I'm not going to get anything done today. I can see that already. So I drove into the emergency room. And
you drove yourself to the hospital?
This seemed like the thing to do. I just leaned over the security guard and said, I've got a nail in my chest. I'd be great if you can find somebody to help me out here. I'm just going to sit down.
I'm just going to sit down. If I had a huge nail like that sticking out of my chest,
you be like
and you can tell it's in your heart because it's moving.
Wouldn't you be in a panic?
Yeah, my God!
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to go sit down. I don't want to bother you. You know, whenever you have somebody that can come see me, I'd appreciate
it. Whenever you have time.
So there you go. Number one in your Friday Five.
Gosh.
Just wonderful.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
All right, if you missed the blooper reel earlier today, we have a replay of that coming up in a moment. Also, right now, as promised, we are giving away a $100 gift card to caller number 10. If you are at least 21 years old and you want to come down to beautiful Legacy Stadium here at the Palazzo, they've just opened up their new beer garden with the strip side seating and all of these fantastic beers. We're enjoying some Goose Island this morning. You can come down here whenever you want and enjoy a $100 food and beverage credit with your friends. Beer Garden, Legacy Stadium, Palazzo. Yes, caller number 10 right now is hooked up. Good luck to you, Dave Mahoney.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So here it is. It is a brand new blooper reel for this week. And when we first played it earlier today, I was curious who was going to be featured the most. I thought that, you know, maybe it was me this week. Maybe it was going to be Mahoney. But Sylvia surprised me with the amount that she screwed up this week in a good way. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Very rounded out blooper reel, in my opinion, where all of us were showcased in, I think, a strong fashion. Here you go. This week's all-new blooper reel.
Ian, are you writing down her flub?
I got the flub down.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
What's the one where the guys, Sylvester Stallone's hanging off the side of the cliff? Is that Point Break?
It's Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger, yeah.
What's the one where the guys, where Sylvester Stallone's hanging off the side of the cliff? Is that Point Break?
It's, you literally described the movie. No, that's not James
that
Cameron.
Wasn't James Cameron either?
The thing about professional wrestling is that so many of them die so, so young.
Yeah.
Because it kind of deteriorates.
Well, because it kind of deteriorates. Well,
because it's terrible on your body if you're doing steroids, but then also you're getting concussed constantly.
Yeah. They're going to keep making them. Like Saw movies, they started out as, like you said, $6-7 million budget movies, and they start bringing in over $100 million. And so they put out six of those things,
Yeah. Or seven, yeah.
I don't know. I like
same
Conjuring
thing with like Paranormal Activity, that crap too.
What?
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, Paranormal but
Activity.
No B in there.
Man, I got my teeth in.
Paranormal Activity.
What?
Paranormal Activity.
A Loomis armored truck stopped at 10:45 a.m. in front of a Wells Fargo in Pecos, in front of a Wells Fargo near Wigwam to make a cash pickup. When a crew member of the truck came out of the truck, or out of the bank rather, to load the money into the truck, he was robbed by two people armed with guns. Wells Barg.
Un día cualquiera de
what did I write?
Okay. Oh my God.
What did I write?
Killing this segment today.
I know. This very, very refresher isn't helping me.
Well,
you just styling over there?
Uh-huh. Let's throw Sylvia's dress up on social media because she's so impressed by this.
That's a good idea. Sylvia, take your dress off.
No!
Let's throw Sylvia's dress up on social media.
All right, here we go.
Okay. El amor es como una noche de estrellas pura. Oh, pura y sincera.
What?
Sorry, let me do that again.
Noche de estrellas pura. Oh.
Ueh.
Let's front of a Wells Barg.
What did I write?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So, Mahoney, you've sandbagged on this long enough, my friend. It has been nearly a week, and you have yet to tell the story. And we prefaced it earlier today, but I think it's high time you tell us what happened on Saturday. And I'll just set it up for you. I got a text message from my friend, Matt Brown, who is a mutual friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And it was on Sunday where he was like, man, we had quite the rip-roaring time last night. And here's the picture that my wife took of me. She likes to take pictures of me like this. He had gone home after going to the Strong Beer Festival with Mahoney over at Aces and Ales on Saturday. And when he got home, he had walked into his house, taken off all of his clothes except for his underwear.
Okay.
And had gone to the bathroom, I guess, downstairs, bedrooms upstairs, and then had proceeded to stumble out of the bathroom and passed out on the floor, like in the entryway. And that's where his wife took the picture. And then when she got done watching TV, she just went to bed because she's like, I'm going to take a picture and go to bed. I'm not going to try to like wake him up.
No.
Or, you know, he's like, he is out.
Yeah.
And he said, I woke up and there was vomit everywhere. So just vomit
oh
all over the
gosh.
Place. And I was like, wow. And then I asked Mahoney about it because Matt said something else happened, but you need to ask Mahoney. And that's when Mahoney laid the story on me with what happened on his side.
Yeah, we went out to Aces and Ales last Saturday for the Strong Beer Fest, which is a tradition. You know, I think I've been to 7 of the 8 Strong Beer Fest. But one of the things that I've never done, and since the list was so amazing this past year, I decided that I was going to try all 50 of the beers that they had there. And so I was thinking, like, doing the tasters, and that they're going to be like 1 ounce or two ounces. They were more like 3 or 4 ounces each. And so Matt and I got through about 44 of the 50 different beers that they had out at Aces and Ales.
Which, these aren't like normal little shots of lager. I mean, like these beers, it's called the Strong Beer Festival. But just give us the percentage, like the alcohol.
Like anywhere between 10 and 18%. So.
10 is crazy. 18 is obscene.
And so after, you know, several hours spending at Aces and Ales, our lovely friend Pam called us an Uber.
That was
and,
nice.
And we took Matt home. And on the way over to Matt's, I ended up passing out.
Yeah, and Matt, being a good friend, even in his drunken stupor, had the wherewithal to give the Uber driver an extra $40 to say, hey, make sure he gets home because Mahoney is passed out in the back of the Uber.
So as we're driving back, I wake up and things are not good, and I'm trying to signal to the Uber driver to pull over, but do not do that quick enough, and throw up in the air.
And on a scale of 1 to like it's just sort of like a burp in your mouth with a little
it was
extra
projectile vomit
to a 10 like the scene from Team America World Police.
It wasn't a 10 but it wasn't a 1. Yeah. I would say a
solid like 6 7
4 to 6.
Okay.
4 to 6
okay.
So maybe a 5.
Let's call it a 5.
Just call it right there down the middle. Yeah. So that was not
And as somebody who has been with Mahoney when he has puked in my car, I will say you know, he has slimmed down quite a bit. However, that frame can hold an awful lot of vomit.
Yeah, I actually lost quite a bit of weight when I weighed myself this morning.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Well,
this purging is working.
I'm feeling very dainty today. So the problem is, though, so you mentioned that Matt had given our Uber driver $40 to take me home.
Mm-hmm.
Because since updating the new Uber app, even when I'm sober, trying to update the address is a pain in the ass. I don't know if you've tried to like do that or change where you're going. If you want to stay in the same Uber.
It's difficult, yeah.
And especially when you've had 44 out of the 50 strong beers.
It's a little challenging when you're sober. I actually did it this past weekend.
So this is why Matt gave the Uber driver the $40. And he's like, we'll just do this off the books, and he will take you to your house. Yeah. And so I can't remember my address because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
And, well, not that I can't. It's just that I'm basically incapacitated at this point. So Matt's girlfriend tells the Uber driver where I live. And calls my girlfriend, said, hey, Mahoney's going to be home in, you know, like 25, 30 minutes, going from Summerlin to Mountain's Edge. Shouldn't take too long. So next thing you know, My phone is not ringing. I'm asleep. We get into my neighborhood, and he doesn't know exactly where to go for whatever reason.
And you can't tell him. You're hammered.
And I'm like, I know it's my neighborhood because we got into my neighborhood. I'm like, just let me out here. It's fine, whatever. And so I get out, and I'm on the other side of my neighborhood.
Vomit everywhere in the car.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I slipped him some more money for that. I felt very, very bad about that particular instance. But so, you know, 44 out of 50 beers in, I decided to just like I can't walk over there.
I think I'll take a nap.
I'm going to just sit down here for a second because...
What time of night is this?
This is like 9 o'clock.
Okay.
9:30 at night. Not too late. So yeah. I decided to sit down on this wall that's like in my neighborhood. And I'm just like, I'm going to sit here for a minute and just, you know...
Regroup.
Get my bearings about me. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, I wake up and there's an ambulance.
Oh, boy.
That there are... EMTs trying to wake me up or who have just woken me up because apparently somebody called the police saying that there's a incapacitated man, which no, I was sleeping. I was just trying to get my bearings about me.
God.
And then a fire truck shows up and they're like, dude, you gotta go. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just like, I'm not doing drugs. I'm not doing anything. I had way too much to drink. It was a thing we were doing. And yeah, it just got out of, it just got a little past me. So I'm like, I don't want to get up though.
Do you think any of them recognized you as being Mahoney?
Oh yeah,
did they?
Yeah,
did they? Oh, what did you say?
Because I had my wallet in my pocket, and I'm like, I'm getting up in a minute. I'm gonna walk home. My house is right over there.
Yeah.
Stop with it. This is way overkill. Get out of here with this, guys. Yeah. I appreciate the effort and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they're just doing their jobs. They're trying to.
I am incredibly drunk at this point. Yeah. So you know, this is what I'm. I think this is what I'm saying. But when somebody says Mahoney, that's when it's like, oh, crap, they know who I am. They're like, you guys got to go because somebody else has called the cops. And if, you know, you don't come with us, they're going to take you. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I had to call my girlfriend. And she, like, drove over, like...
She drove across the neighborhood to where the EMT and the fire truck were to get her vomit-covered boyfriend.
No, I wasn't covered in vomit.
Oh, you did a nice job of getting
off.
No,
even
better. I avoided all of me.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's actually talent.
Got a little on the shoe. But
mostly it was all Corolla, Toyota Corolla, right?
Yeah, that poor Corolla. Yeah.
So,
best part of this, we get done. I pass out in the... I don't throw up anymore at the house, but I'm like, I go to use the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to just sleep here on the tile in the bathroom because it is so inviting.
It's so cold, and it just understands you.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning, come to find out our friend Matt had lost his wallet. So I had to deal with the Uber. Like, 6:30, 7 a.m., I meet the Uber driver. I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry. My friend lost his wallet. And had to go face-to-face with the Uber driver again the next morning at 7 a.m.
And the Uber driver was explaining to both Mahoney and Mahoney's girlfriend how much his car stunk like vomit. He's like, no, come here. Smell the back of the car.
I gave him another $100 on
very,
top of that.
Very bad.
I felt very bad. He was the nicest guy.
Yeah.
But so the moral of the story is Ace's Nails tomorrow, actually, and tonight. Going to be a damn good time.
You know it. The beer is flowing up there. Just, you know, maybe not 44 out of 50.
Yeah, 44 seems like a lot.
Instead of full pours, half pours next time. Because had I gone half pours the entire time,
I'm sure you would have been fine.
I would have been money.
Yeah. You wouldn't have vomited.
Could have gone all 50 for 50.
Mm.
Next year. There's always the ninth annual.
X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
I made a bold proclamation earlier today that Fridays are my favorite voicemail days because we get some really good stuff because people are in a good mood.
Yeah, it's Friday.
It's Friday. They want to have some fun with us. Let's see if that holds up. We have a couple to check here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mr. Jason Mahoney, when are you going to release your pictures? Why are you hiding them from the public? Why? We want to know. Are you ashamed? Are you afraid? Release the pictures, Mahoney. Give the public what they want. I need a life-size poster of you hanging on my wall of that picture.
Message deleted.
I'll just go ahead and jump in here before Mahoney responds. Mm. He said that last week was the week that he was going to go pick them up from the Kinko's.
I got busy.
On Las Vegas Boulevard.
I've been busy.
You actually said all of last week was free, but you didn't make it over there. And then After a little
working on some projects at home.
Have you? After a little poking and prodding, we found out you never even ordered the pictures.
That's not true.
They weren't sitting.
That is.
Oh, really?
That is untrue.
Show me.
Why don't you go over there? Pick them up.
No, show me.
Well, why don't you?
I was actually driving by
up
there the other day. Why? I'm like, you know, I'd be happy to go pick them up.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I went in there. Really? They said there was no order.
Oh, that's a bold faced lie.
No, I.
More fake news from Farrah.
No, it's not.
Fake news, Farrah.
Incorrect.
PM.
Show me the receipt that you have.
Where would I carry a receipt?
You wouldn't carry a receipt, you dope. You place the order online.
No, you don't. You go in.
No, you submit the pictures digitally. You could do it sitting right there. I do it all of the time, actually, at that same FedEx Kinko's.
Also, if you want to print out a life-size poster of yourself, the photo is online. You can do it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it is released.
No, but the problem is that we're trying to get pictures
to send them to our inmates
that cannot go get them themselves, the prison inmates who have written you countless love letters and no reciprocation.
I've been working on it, Dave. I've been very busy this week, man. Like I said, I'm working on my home studio. I've got some of my voiceover work that's getting ready to go public.
Tell me more about this voiceover work.
I can't tell you, man. It's a secret. Mahoney Secret Productions LLC.
Go ahead, give me your best movie trailer. Like, just do coming this summer
in a world where Dave Fair is a bitch.
Yeah, it's terrible.
No, that's pretty good. It's this microphone.
So in a world.
My processing at home sounds much better.
Or Dave Mahoney, or what's your name? Dave Farrah's a bitch.
In a world where Dave Farrah's a bitch.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Dude, that is really awesome.
Sounds like that was amazing.
I go through that movie. Coming this summer.
Take my money.
And this fall and this winter, he's always a bitch.
Straight to DVD.
Yeah.
Even though they don't make DVDs anymore.
Straight to TV.
How much does it suck to, like if you were like a B-movie actor now, like where does it go? Is it like straight to like the third screen on Netflix?
It's like straight to the back page of iTunes and no one ever gets it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Second voicemail. Go ahead.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Sylvia. It's me, the devil. Oh, wait. Where are my manners? Sorry. Hey, Sylvia. It's me, El Diablo. Listen, heard you're not going to swim like a luau, but I could still help you swim if you want to learn. Just ask Dave. I can make things happen. You think that wind over at the ping pong game was an accident? Look at Dave. Go ahead, look at him. Look how handsome he is. You think that's an accident? That's me, baby. All right, let me know, Sylvia. I'll help you swim. Oh, and Dave. All right, call me, babe. We'll talk tetherball. All right. Love the show. See you soon.
So that's how you won.
Message deleted.
Explains it all. The intervention of El Diablo.
El Diablo.
Dave sold his soul.
I
knew
it. My God.
I knew it. Well, are you going to? Even though if you aren't swimming at the end of summer luau next Friday,
like summon the devil?
Are you going to try to learn how to swim outside of that? Because, you know, that could be a skill
make it better?
No, it could be a skill that you actually need one day. Like if you get stuck in some water without...
I gotta get stuck in water.
That's what everyone thinks. And they drown. And then in a world where Sylvia drowns because she wouldn't learn to swim...
But with the help of the devil.
Nobody felt sorry for her stupid ass. Aww. Coming this summer.
How does that ass not float?
That's the biggest ass I've ever seen. It's the biggest ass
thighs!
It's the largest pair of thighs the world had ever seen. All right, that's enough. X107.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
There's obviously a lot of controversy going on around the country about removing all of these Confederate statues, and a bunch of people are saying, oh, you're trying to erase our history and this and that. Well, people are trying to come up with other excuses as to why these statues shouldn't come down. And in Tampa, they were having an issue where a lot of people were demanding that they be taken down. In fact, the vast majority of the public was saying, we'd like to see these go. And they said, well, we just can't because they're too expensive to take down. It's going to cost $150,000 to remove these statues. Jeez. And so the Tampa Bay Bucks, Rays, and Lightning, the three pro franchises in Tampa Bay, said, oh, yeah, we'll cover that. No problem.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll just have $150,000. no problem. We'll just sell three sodas at the game this weekend.
Seriously. It's like pocket change.
And we'll make up for it. So they have stepped up and said if money is going to be the issue, then they will solve that problem.
Good on them. Love that.
So, boy, talking about the misuse of company funds, Scott Kennedy, who is 43, and his girlfriend, Crystal Lundberg, 31, were indicted by a federal grand jury in Chicago on Wednesday on six counts of wire fraud. The ex-executive who worked for a pharmaceutical company, him and his former escort, who is now his girlfriend, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Like, yeah.
That's the old saying, make a hoe a housewife. Always make a hoe a housewife.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a hooker with a heart of gold. And yeah. He found her and just took her
like
out of her profession.
Pretty woman.
They're accused of...
Without the gerbil.
we don't know. Of overspending on the drug company's credit cards to the tune of... Are you ready for this?
How much?
Yes.
$2 million.
No.
No? More?
More.
More? $4 million.
More.
$8 million?
No, no. $5.8 million. How is that possible?
How do you spend $5.8 million and that go unnoticed for? Like, the first, like, $2 million of that, how does that go unnoticed?
It did. So, I was like, maybe this is over the course of, like, 10 years or something. No, this is between November of 2015 and March of this year. So a year and a half. $5.8 million. They found that there was more than 8,800 improper charges on the company's credit card. How it took them a year and a half to find them is just amazing. The couple met on Backpage.com.
Where true romance comes to fruition.
Where Crystal Lundberg was working as an escort. They spent millions on plastic surgery. They bought a mansion in San Diego.
On a credit card?
Can you buy that on a credit card? I don't think you can.
Apparently you can.
And a chauffeur for her two children. So I thought that you couldn't make big purchases like that on a credit card. And the reason I know this is because there was somebody that was telling me a story. They worked in the car business about how somebody connected to Carlos Santana, like his wife or sister or something like that, came in and wanted to buy a Range Rover on her American Express Black. And American Express Black cards don't have limits, and they're for people that obviously have plenty of money and everything else. But she came in and wanted to buy the car on the credit card. And they said, no, you can't do that. And she was kind of getting upset as to why can't I? Like, what do you mean? You're getting paid for the transaction. What's the problem? And they said, no, the reason is because you can dispute the claim after the fact. Now, I think it's probably a little bit different.
I call BS on that.
You think so?
You know what it is? It's because there's a processing fee that comes along with every transaction that you have to do, and so they're going to be making less money on it, which is within the right of, you know, whatever dealership wants to do that. That's fine. But yeah. I know people who have bought cars because their dealership didn't care on like a Discover card.
Well, and in this case, it was a San Diego mansion that they bought. That was one of the things that they bought. Along, like I said, with the chauffeur in the plastic surgery.
A chauffeur.
5.8.
Chauffeur.
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 and last but not least, we've been talking about this since the beginning of the show, but we wanted to be respectful because we didn't know if kids were in the car earlier on. let's say that you're into manscaping or just self-grooming.
Yeah, I think most of us are. Here.
More than 7,500 people. Sylvia.
What?
Why did you have that look like I would never?
I didn't say I would never.
Okay.
You gave us a funny look.
A funny look.
That's just my face.
I'm getting laser surgery up and down this bitch.
All up and down?
All up and down. Even the grundle.
Even the thunder zone?
Yeah, oh yeah, especially the thunder zone. Everywhere else, I'm fine with bringing a razor, but like down there, that's dangerous waters that you're treading in.
Do you not?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. More than 7,500 people were polled for this one, and they said that 76% of people said that they've groomed down there at least once in their life. So, so about three quarters of the people have groomed at least once. And
so there's 24% of people who have never. That's the crazy. That's right. That's also the take. One of the takeaways.
But like,
really, one in four never, not once. You weren't even like, I'm curious what this looks like.
Yeah,
at least once. Like, I feel like that should be like an ongoing thing.
How about this? 26% of us have suffered at least one injury.
I feel like that's low. Yeah. I feel like anybody who's done that at least once has injured themselves at least once.
Okay, raise your hand if you've injured yourself to some degree while you know taking care of business down
there. This week.
This week?
This week.
Oh, my God.
You didn't raise your hand.
Well, I'm just...
Okay. I have.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you too, Sylvia. Yeah. All of us yeah. So.
Like, there's nothing worse than, like, the electric razor where you're trying to, like, get into, like, certain areas that, like...
Electric razor?
Oh, yeah. As a man?
You're not using a straight razor.
No.
It's a little bit different cleanup process for guys. But with the electric razor, you're, like, you're getting close, and you're like, I really got to give those hairs, but I just can't get too close. Oh, God. Oh, God. And then it doesn't nick you, and you're like,
it nicks every time.
See, like, I got to get the other side.
Like, I don't have what you guys have, but I'm cringing over here.
Yeah, it's painful.
It's the most harrowing experience ever, where it's closing in, and you're just inching it closer and closer. You're like, don't you dare get caught up in this. X-107.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
We're for the most immature people. Yeah,
all right. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to do Know the Show. We have some tickets to go see David Mahoney's End of Summer Luau with the Tetherball Tango, your chance at $10,000, and three amazing bands, one of which you just heard, of course. We have Iron Tom, Magic Giant, and Iration all performing live. Your chance to win those tickets for a show that is just 1 week away. Coming up next. Oh. All right, we have some tickets to Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau, which is just 1 week away from today at Mandalay Bay Beach. If you know the answer to this question, you could be going for free.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
And they always say, like,
the kids just don't care about me at all. I was doing an interview with at the Super Bowl this past year because that was part of the job that I was doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, do your kids, are they impressed with you because you're one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game? He's like, no, they just want to meet Odell Beckham Jr. So who was the quarterback that I had the chance to interview at the Super Bowl last year?
Why does everything with the bleep always sound
dirty? Sounds so dirty.
There's nothing anywhere close to being dirty there, but why does it sound so dirty?
702-791-1075 is the phone number. So like we mentioned, End of Summer Luau is just a week away. It's brought to us by our friends at Centennial Toyota, Blue Moon, and Coors Light. And we're going to have the Tetherball Tango, where I'm going to whoop Mahoney in yet another challenge.
You're not.
It came so quick, right?
No, that's the normal time for it to come. Adequate amount of time.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
Yes, it wasn't too quick.
No, I'm just saying that we've been talking about it a long time, and it's finally here.
It wasn't too quick,
Sylvia. It was exciting. It was more exciting than I expected it to be, and I'm sorry.
It's been a long time since we played tetherball.
Yes.
It was average.
But yeah, it's going to be a great time. Your chance to possibly win $10,000 as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how would you not want to show up and have a great time on a Friday night?
Next week, man.
Yep, 1 week from today. All right, Ian, who do we got?
Here we are.
X-107.5, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good. What's your name?
My name's Dave.
Dave, what is the correct answer? Who did I have a chance to talk to at the Super Bowl? And he was telling us about his kids and how they're not impressed with him.
Mr. Drew Brees.
Mr. Drew Brees. Yes. Yes. All right, Dave. 1 week from today, you're going to be joining us out at the End of Summer Luau. It's going to be a great time. We'll just pretend like it's you're Mahoney's End of Summer Luau, and so you'll just cut me out. That's fine. So you guys can have a great time out there. Who do you think is going to win Tetherball?
Beating him yesterday.
What's that?
Tell him it was fun beating him yesterday, too.
You're a son of a bitch, Dave.
Which one, though?
All of them.
Da-da.
Well, next week, the truth will come out at Dave and Mahoney. Tetherball, whatever we're doing.
Tetherball.
Do you have your Invisalign in again?
I do. I just put it back in.
Mahoney takes his Invisalign out when he has something important to say. He'll like pop him out.
The show's over.
And then as soon as we're done with the break, he puts them back in as if he doesn't. His teeth are just going to go.
Doesn't that mess it up?
No, it's fine. No.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Dave, congratulations to you, man. We'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you for listening to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.